Mason Zimmerman isn't holding a handful of cards. He's not wearing sunglasses or smoking a stogie. But this week, he finds himself in a high-dollar game of poker. In this contest, the prize the Atlanta-based developer wants to take home is the Charlotte Coliseum and the 150 acres of prime real estate surrounding it.
What we like about this is obviously it was set up to accommodate a lot of traffic, and the area has kind of grown around it. It's grown with it.
Sitting across the imaginary table from Zimmerman is Virginia-based developer Bo Schweikert. He, too, has anteed up in hopes of winning.
It's a large piece of land that can be developed in a comprehensive manner rather than by trying to cobble together smaller pieces of land that may not work as well together efficiently.
And so far, the pot's at $21 million. That's the latest bet from Zimmerman's company, Pope & Land. Their bid last week upset the previous high bid from Schweikert's firm, Comstock Partners. Keeping a close eye on all this is the landowner. The city of Charlotte will help pay for its new uptown arena with money from the sale of the old one.
So you recognize what it is. Its viability is over for its current use. How do you cut your loss, create the kind of reinvestment and revitalization that will make that area be successful, encourage new private investment, and then focus city efforts in a different way?
That's City Councilman John Lasseter, who chairs the council's Economic Development Committee. He and fellow council members hope their rezoning of the property last year will set the tone for future development on the city's southwest side. Whoever ends up buying the land will be required to build a blend of housing, retail, and office space on it.
That will give it more of a neighborhood kind of feel and more of a community feel as opposed to simply a very, very large office park, which, though is valuable from a revenue standpoint, doesn't create a sense of place.
Both Pope & Land and Comstock Partners have submitted plans that include tearing down the 17-year-old Coliseum. The building isn't what they want. It's the location. The property is near two interstates, the airport, and isn't far from downtown. Schweikert, with Comstock Partners, says it's rare in a city Charlotte's size to find such a large tract of land so well-positioned.
That's what's attractive to us. And then as the ultimate seller of these properties, or said a different way, from the buyer's perspective, having those conveniences would certainly be attractive.
Also convenient would be the opportunity to live next to restaurants, shops, and for some, possibly even the office where they work. Charlotte Economic Development Director Tom Flynn says such developments have been successful in other cities, and similar experiments have already worked in the Charlotte area.
The mixed-use concepts of Burkdale and other places have really said, you know, mixing up residential with retail does work. And so this is somewhat not exactly like a Burkdale, but certainly is following along those general models.
The first bid on the Coliseum this fall was for $16.5 million, a figure appraisers say is about what the property is worth. But four bids later, some are now beginning to wonder how high is too high. John Bosworth is a commercial appraiser in Charlotte and appraised the property for the city 2 years ago. He's surprised the bidding has reached the level it has.
I've got a wow factor already in my head, but the market never ceases to amaze us. Often they pay way more than what we appraise it for because they see something in it or they see potential in it that the rest of the market doesn't.
And Zimmerman, with the Atlanta company, which is currently the high bidder, says that's one of the risks involved in the developer's game. He's also cognizant of the fact that the only two companies currently bidding are from outside the Charlotte market.
The beauty for us is that, I guess it's the beauty of ignorance. We don't know what we don't know. So it's an even bigger risk for, I guess, both of us, Comstock and us, because neither one of us are there. So either we're seeing something that nobody else sees, or we're seeing something that's not there, and we're going to find that out.
Zimmerman and others point out that despite what appraisers think, value is in the eye of the beholder.
I think both us and Comstock have just tweaked our numbers to convince ourselves that we can pay a little bit more. Now, how long that game goes on, I don't know.
The game will continue at least until January, when the city is expected to set its next deadline for any new bids. Comstock Partners will have until then to decide if they want to fold or make another bet and stay in the game. Scott Graff, 90.7 WFAE.